Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
You know, this Wilkes thing, I feel like anybody who's like, oh my God, how could they fire him, are not 49ers fans. Because most 49er fans are like, yeah, we get it. And there's a lot of people who are just, you know, again, whether it's Twitter or I'm hearing stuff on whatever, TV, whatever, they're citing the numbers, right? Well, they had a top five defense and their points per game and their yards per game. And that's the same thing we did for a lot of the season when we tried to explain the problems away. Mm-hmm. Well, they won. Well, they only gave up 20 points. Well, they only gave up 302 yards or whatever. And we just kept explaining it away and explaining it away. While all the while it was playing, if you were really looking at it, there was something. There was something disjointed there. Nick Bosa had said things earlier in the season where he was like, you know, he's just got to learn the way that we do things here. You could tell the defense didn't seem right. Like you said, it was the marriage between the front seven and the secondary just wasn't there. Now, fast forward a little bit into the season, after you have the debacle at the end of the half with the cover zero, when Kirk Cousins throws the touchdown at the end of the half of the Monday night game, and Shanahan called him out. And you could think yeah, what you want about that.
Threw him under the bus.
Yeah, totally did. And people can say Kyle was should have done it. Kyle was, you know, that was classless that Kyle did it, whatever. He still did it. And right there, if you don't see that there's a disconnect, that you don't see Kyle's not happy, I don't know what to tell you. And then there was the issue with him up in the booth. And Kyle says publicly he should come down to the field. That, again, so if your head coach is kind of calling you out twice. But the Niners got a little bit better after the bye defensively and things quieted down. But then I think it was the Cardinals game. The defense didn't look right since then. And we were saying at the end of the season, there is something off here. There's something off here. If the Niners didn't make playoffs and the season ended after week 18, he would have been fired. Then you go to the divisional game. Awful first half performance. Mm-hmm. They settled down in the second half. But if the Niners hadn't pulled that game out, Wilkes would have been fired. You look at the NFC Championship game. Embarrassing by what the it's not even El Sacco saying it. It's the player said it. Embarrassing in the first half. And frankly, they got lucky a little bit in the second half with drop passes and Dan Campbell maybe being too aggressive. And if they didn't win that game, guess what? He was getting fired. So the only time that I could see through this entire season where he wouldn't have been getting fired is if they somehow won a title. And did he do a good job for 3.5 quarters? He did. He did do a very good job for 3.5 quarters. And then the Chiefs fucking ate his lunch. They adjusted. He didn't. Kyle had to call a timeout. I think it was an overtime, right? Because he didn't like the defensive call.
Yeah.
There was a third and six where Rashee Rice caught it and got a first down. And Tony Romo was literally saying on the television, oh, don't run this call. Don't run this defensive call. And he goes, oh, they did it because they blitzed. Yeah. He didn't do well at the end. And it didn't, it was that way the entire season. So I'm glad that most people saw him do well for 3.5 quarters. It wasn't that way for most of the year. And if you're telling me, well, he held Patrick Mahomes to 19 points in regulation. Brian, do you know how many times the Chiefs scored 19 points or less this year?
That's where
nine
I was going to go.
9 out of 21 games.
Yeah.
And they scored 21 or less 11 out of 21 games. And the Niners ended up giving 25 ultimately. This was not a high-powered Chiefs offense.
Correct.
Now, did the defense play well? Yes, they did for a large portion of the game. Yeah. But this wasn't a Chiefs team that was scoring 30 points every game. This was a Chiefs team that probably, you know, is going to score about 20. So that is what it was. So it just didn't work out. It wasn't a good hire. Mm-hmm. It was John and Kyle admitting this just isn't going to work and we got to move on. And they nipped it in the bud. And it is what it is. Regardless of what you think of Wilkes, if you were paying attention, this was going to happen somewhere along the line.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I don't think that the defense is the reason the 49ers lost the Super Bowl. I genuinely believe that this Super Bowl loss is squarely on Kyle Shanahan and the offense's shoulder. Mainly because, again, this Chiefs offense wasn't very good this year. Like you said, they weren't a high scoring, high powered offense. So all of this, well, he held Patrick Mahomes to 19 points. Yeah, but so many people did that this year. So many defenses did that this year. That's not a feather in his cap. That should have happened. And I think the biggest, to me, the biggest indication that the front seven was out of sorts all season is the run defense. They went from under D'Amico Ryans last year with not almost largely the same cast, maybe a better cast this season with the addition of Javon Hargrave and then later Randy Gregory and Chase Young. You could argue that the front seven was better this year than it was last year. And they went from, I believe, 6th to 23rd in run defense. That's a precipitous drop. And that is squarely on the shoulders of the schematic designer. And that was Steve Wilkes. And, you know, Wilkes is a secondary guy. That's his bread and butter. And I have to think that whoever the 49ers do end up naming their defensive coordinator, whether it be an outside hire, whether it be an internal promotion, I think it's going to be somebody that is either known for their work with linebackers or the defensive line. It just feels like, you know, with Saleh and D'Amico, those were both linebackers coaches, and maybe it's not even somebody with a line. Maybe it is the linebackers coach. If it's an internal hire, I assume it's Johnny Holland. If it's not, then I assume they go with somebody that either is a name that people know. To me, I think the leader in the clubhouse is Brandon Staley. I put that on Twitter and I got flamed. But the one thing
Florio
said
the same thing. Mike Florio said that's the talk around the league, is that that he's the leader in the clubhouse right now.
And yesterday when I was trying to figure out like who can they go after, because remember we're late in the cycle too. That's part of the issue. Mm-hmm. We're really late in the cycle. There's not a lot of names left, and you know. people are throwing out like Belichick. And I'm like, listen, the 49ers don't have the money to double the size of their team facility to fit Kyle and Bill's egos in the same room. They're just not why would Belichick
the greatest coach, the greatest coach in the history of the NFL, at least in terms of Super Bowls. I know he's had a rough 4 years.
Yeah.
He is not going to come and be a defensive coordinator
for Kyle.
Come on. Yeah. Should Kyle call him? Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. But he's not, like, he's not going to take, that's not realistic.
And maybe you bring him in as a consultant only, right? And you get some things there. That makes sense to me. Naming him the defensive coordinator doesn't make sense to me. But not only that, I don't want them bringing somebody in who is just going to leave again next season. This is the fourth defensive coordinator in five seasons for the 49ers. Yeah. Now, largely that's due to their success. They're victims of their own success. But I want some consistency there. And that's where I feel like Brandon Staley is an interesting name, because while he does only have one season of defensive play calling experience in the NFL, he had the number one scoring defense, the number one defense in yards allowed, and the number three run defense in the NFL. That doesn't happen by accident. Did he have Aaron Donald? Did he have Jalen Ramsey? Absolutely. But it's not like the cupboard is bare here in San Francisco. Right. He would inherit some studs there as well. And not only that, but you look at Steve Spagnuolo was the example that I used. Steve Spagnuolo was a disaster as a head coach, an abject disaster, but he's a really, really good defensive coordinator. And there are just some
coordinator.
Right. And there are just some arguably one of the greatest, right? The only coordinator in NFL history with four Super Bowls titles. But some guys just can't handle being spread too thin. You know, maybe Staley's issue was that it was too difficult for him to both scheme, coordinate, and call the defense and worry about all the other head coaching shit that head coaches have to think about with game management, like all of it, right? If he comes in and he just gets to concentrate on the defense, that might be what he needs. And based on how much of a disaster his head coaching stint in LA was, I would assume he's going to need a few years at least of consistency as a coordinator before he even gets another opportunity. So to me, that's a great fit. And I've heard other names. I've heard a couple of the guys on Kansas City staff, which I actually think is not a bad idea, right? If you can't beat him, join him, right? If you can't beat Steve Spagnuolo, take one of his guys so he can coordinate your defense and you can learn more about it as well. Like I like that idea as well. Brendan Daly,
like, learn how to block it so you don't have free rushers coming 15 times a game.
Yeah, that's a tough one too. I also think that there's that connection where Staley was McVay's DC, right? And, you know, Kyle trusts McVay, they're friends. Brandon Staley is still considered and was considered a very bright defensive mind in the NFL. Again, that doesn't just go away. Even if he struggled, even though he was the defensive play caller in San Diego, LA, I don't think that means that he would come in and be a disaster. And not only that, but he is also versed in multiple schematic types, right? Some people are like, well, if you bring Staley in, then he's going to run a 3-4. Well, he doesn't have to run a 3-4. I mean, he did in LA, but he doesn't have to. And he's got experience with some of the Seattle concepts and all of that. So to me, that's the hire that makes the most sense, but it will be interesting to see where they go. The one thing that I think you're going to see is whoever they hire is going to be around the same age, if not a little bit younger than Kyle Shanahan. I think that was another disconnect with Wilkes's age in terms of fit within the culture that Shanahan has built.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.